Tent or Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Sanctuary by Rick Brown. Narrated by Jeffrey Kafer. Chapter 1. Nathan stood at the window, staring at the man being interrogated by General Tellis and Lieutenant Siddons. In 3 days, the young Marine's story had yet to change. Every detail had matched against previous sessions. Physical and emotional pressures had yielded no deviations. Not even the gut of Jacques' mental trickery, impressive as it was, caused the sergeant to deviate from his recounting of the days around the assassination of Nathan's family and the seizing of power by Admiral Michael Gagliardi. Nevertheless, Nathan stood there, sometimes for hours on end, staring at the sergeant's face, on occasion locking eyes with him. There was guilt in the young man's eyes. Of that there was no doubt, just as there was anger in Nathan's. Had it not been for his responsibilities as captain of the Aurora and leader of the Karuzari Rebellion, Nathan would have stood there, unmoving, for every minute of every single interrogation. "The latest signals intelligence from Seoul are in," Jessica told him as she entered the observation room. She waited for a response, but was not surprised when none came. "So far his story lines up with what we're picking up from the news nets," she continued. "The entire Seoul sector is under martial law right now, and Gagliardi has launched a preemptive jump KKV strike against the Jung's battle platforms." "How many?" Nathan asked, his eyes still locked on Crispin.
"I'm sure he targeted all of them," Jessica replied.
"How many did he destroy?" Nathan added.
"We don't know for sure," Jessica admitted. "From the news, it sounds like they destroyed all that were targeted, but we have no way to confirm that yet, not without sending one of our own recon ships back to check for ourselves."
"We wouldn't know where to look," Nathan commented, his gaze unwavering.
"No, we wouldn't."
Jessica stood silent for a moment, standing beside her friend, watching as well.
"How is Mary?" she asked,
hoping to distract his focus from the interrogation. "Stable, no change," he replied in a surprisingly unemotional fashion.
"Have you decided whether or not to wake her children?"
"Not until we have a more definite prognosis," Nathan replied. "No need to put them through such agony."
"They might be stronger than you think," Jessica said. "They are Scots, after all."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?